Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My favorite hour of the week, no doubt. Every morning I awaken fresh, clean as a slate, not knowing which way I'm going to go, and then it comes to me. Hormonal balance. Yes, you have a sense of that word. Men, women, when the testosterone drops, when the estrogen dominates, ladies, when you get the hot flashes, gentlemen, when you realize you're getting man boobs, and those muscles just don't stay hard like they used to. To the tip of your tongue goes the word hormonal balance, and that's for most Americans, if you're lucky, you even know the term. The issue today, my main contention and why I do this show, is our version of it, your version of it, needs to enrich itself. Because right now, as I think some of my colleagues would agree, for the most part, if you understand the word hormonal balance, it means get your hormones tested, figure out which ones are high and which ones are low, and then take something to bring them up or hopefully bring them down. And that's, if you're educated, what most of the American public understands is hormone balance as a means of countering hormonal imbalance. Wrong is my point. Not enough. Not good enough. Not deep enough. Not effective enough. I wouldn't do this show if I saw those approaches work. Yeah, now sometimes they work. They can work a little bit. Sometimes they can work a lot. But by and large, ladies, gentlemen, if your version of hormonal balance is a blood test that someone gives you, or hopefully a saliva test that someone does for you, or that you do for yourself, aka through the Canary Club, say, Google up Canary Club. You can get these hormones tested through the saliva by yourself. You don't need anybody to do it to help you do it. You can go straight from the consumer, at least in California, straight to the entity called the Canary Club, and you can find out what your own hormones look like, your panel. And if your version of that is to find out, again, if your estrogen is high or low, if your progesterone, your DHEA, your pregnenolone, your T3, your T4, your TSH, your adrenal profiles, cortisol levels throughout the day, if your version of hormonal balance, because you think you're hormonally imbalanced, is to get those blood tests, those saliva tests, and just look at them and then say, okay, now how do I fix these with herbs or pharmaceuticals or whatever? Please listen to this show, because I got to tell you, I've been involved in it for many years. I'm not satisfied at all with the results on the overall. You know, better to light a candle than curse the darkness, my father used to say. Okay, fine. So if that's all you know, it's all you know. But there's lots more to know. And so let's begin the show. As always, get to the website, please. StraightTalk.cc, not .com, cc, two T's. Straight Talk, one word. If you're driving, don't do that. Listen and imagine. I'll try to compensate you, the rest of you, if you can, get on the website so you can learn with the pictures and the articles. Lots of articles today I posted to the show. If I can't get to them, you get to them. All right. There's a couple of people with some wonderful statements, I think pretty much in agreement with my point of view about the right and wrong way to treat hormonal imbalance, particularly get to that one. It's by a guy named Chris Kesser. He's an acupuncturist. I think you should get to know his website. I think he does amazing work. I don't know him personally, but his stuff is stellar. And get on the top of the website for this show, show 281, click on his article and read his perspective on it. And I think you'll find it very much in alignment with mine, which is, let's put these blood tests to the side after we do them and try to get to the fundamental drivers of how you balance your hormones. Okay? So education, as always. So you got to dig a little deeper, what we don't like to do sometimes. But we will do it because you're you. I'm me. Get to picture number one. There it is. Picture number one, that gives you a sense of where your hormones come from. And, of course, where do they come from? Cholesterol. Most of your hormones start with cholesterol. That's right. That stuff that causes heart disease. We don't want too much of that, right? Well, maybe not right. Ladies, gentlemen, those of you who don't have the fat thing going on, you've got the opposite. Bulimic, anorexic, super skinny athletes. Once the body fat gets too low, you don't have enough cholesterol to make your hormones. And ladies, even if you're getting your menses, even if you're getting your periods, that doesn't mean you're not under duress anyway. Once the body fat goes too low, once the cholesterol goes too low, you don't have the steroid base, the cholesterol through which to make your pregnenolone, your progesterone, and so on and so forth. Now, if you look at this picture, what you're going to realize is progesterone is the mother hormone. It really is. Well, we could say pregnenolone, but really, progesterone. Progesterone births your cortisol. Progesterone births your testosterone. Progesterone births your estrogen. Cholesterol to progesterone is the way you should be thinking. And that's a very important point to absorb now, because I'm going to get into a couple of things that happen that represent some of the fundamental reasons why your testosterone or your estrogen or your progesterone are not where they're at or supposed to be at. So let's just hold that picture number one for a moment and keep in mind that what we're going to start to do now is get off this sort of myopic, more superficial way to balance hormone and get into causes. So a little education there, picture one. Now look at picture two. Now picture two is a whammy, because what you're seeing is the structural formula of cholesterol, estradiol, testosterone, progesterone, aldosterone, and cortisol are almost all the same. Now that's a big one. You got to take that in there. It's a big one. Why is that a big one? Because the receptor sites on the cells, the receptor sites that receive these hormones, how do those receptor sites know the difference between any of these hormones when they all look the same? And the truth is, often they don't. So, cholesterol, and then all these different hormones that more or less look like cholesterol, and the estradiol and the testosterone and the cortisol and the progesterone and the aldosterone, they kind of all look the same. And that's if you're fortunate enough to be on the site now, picture two, you can see that. So the point is, when your receptor site is clamoring for progesterone, it may not realize when cortisol is binding instead of progesterone. Something called competitive inhibition. Competitive inhibition. So a part of glandular medicine, of endocrinology, really a part of how we call, well, the medicine or the science that studies binding sites, receptor sites on the cell. Anyone that studies receptor sites, how the cell receives chemicals on its membrane and then throws them into the cytoplasm and then throws them into the DNA so the DNA can talk to the hormone. Anybody that studies that studies what you call modulation, which is how the receptor site figures out which chemical to bind and how that's not a black and white issue. It also studies how receptor sites change in number. Receptor sites change in number. So the point is that when you're binding these hormones, because you want to find out why you're balanced or imbalanced, what you have to come to terms with is when you're looking at your progesterone levels, the cortisol levels may interfere with the progesterone levels, because the cortisol may be binding to the same place the progesterone was supposed to bind. And of course, all of these interactions that we call competitive inhibition, they all cause changes in the number of receptor sites, or there is responses on the cell membrane that we call modulation. In other words, responses to the changes in the concentration of the hormones, the amount of competitive inhibition, the nervous system, which is the other part of the endocrine system. We say neuroendocrine. How's the nervous system interacting? So let's go back. Don't get a headache yet. Don't get a headache. Just understand that if you're stressed out and your cortisol levels are high and you're trying to understand your progesterone levels or your estrogen levels or your thyroid levels, now the tip of everybody's tongue today is my thyroid's low, sometimes high. Usually on the tip of everybody's tongue is my thyroid's low. But you're not thinking about your cortisol levels. Nor is your doctor at Kaiser Permanente. And this is my point. You, out there right now, what you're learning is when you're so concerned about low thyroid, when you're so concerned about low progesterone, when you're concerned about estrogen dominance, right? These are the things and the words you have some sense of, because these are the things you come running into doctor's offices talking about. My thyroid's low. I'm estrogen dominant. I have hot flashes. Something's off with my progesterone and my estrogen. You do your research. You get on the internet. You try to understand as you should. And what we're saying right now is that when you use these terminologies, hormonal imbalance, really for the most part, you're overlooking the fundamentals of what controls hormonal balance. And the one we're throwing out now is these receptor sites, they're masked, or all these hormones, they can disguise themselves as the other hormone, and they can trick your body. So a lot of times when you're low thyroid, it's really because cortisol is interfering with your thyroid production. When you're estrogen dominant or low progesterone, a lot of the time cortisol is binding instead of the progesterone. If you're having an estrogen issue, if you're estrogen dominant, meaning you've figured out through your learning, through your research, through what some doctor told you, that your symptoms, your hot flashes, your issues have to do with estrogen dominant from toxic estrogen in the inner cities, where the estrogen dominant chemicals are more pervasive. If in fact that's you, the issue may simply be that you have to get those out of your body by what? By flushing your liver. So if you've got hormones that mask each other, you've got to take a look at the hormones that are involved in that masking. One is high stress and high cortisol. A corollary to that, all your hormones, as they imbalance in the blood, in other words, when your glands make hormone, those hormones circulate. They want to bind to receptor sites on the cell so you can function optimally. But there's something the body's always doing under the control of the hypothalamus.